And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. We are having such a great show. Lots of fun with Bruce Smith from ECBT joining us. And Bruce, what is the name of the guide service? You keep saying freshwater bass.
Bass Outdoors. You can look me up on Facebook just under Bruce Smith or BAS Outdoors.
Yeah, having a great time talking fishing, saltwater, freshwater, and man, what just a fun time today has been, Corey.
All subjects
are on the table today.
Right, exactly. And giving away a $100 gift card to ECBT. You can step in on is it Thursday and Sunday and see Bruce and spend your $100.
I'm there for opening, and so we open at 5 o'clock in the morning, which as all bait shops should.
Yeah.
And then 4:30 on the weekends. But yeah.
4:30 in the morning on the weekend.
Yeah.
Same, fam.
Tournament time, there's a line. There's a line at 5 o'clock in the morning, guys buying stuff going to the lake.
I mean, I'm an early guy, but 4:30 in the morning?
They have one of those in the morning now? We're having a great time and talking about great fishing. And speaking of great fishing, we're going to see if it continues. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by this morning. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, Jeff? Good show.
Dude, having a blast this morning, Gundy. I knew we were close to being up against the time when we had to take a break, and I just wagered, with fishing being as good as it has been, there was no way we were going to risk rushing a Gundy report. I figured it was too good, so we wanted to wait till the second hour. So thanks for hanging with us, buddy. How's the fishing going?
Yeah, we got plenty to report. You know, one thing about the bait you guys were talking about in the previous session, you know, I stood on that bait receiver for almost 20 years, and, you know, I used to say God still rules from the breakwater out. You know what I mean? So the guys try to catch it, and sometimes it works most of the time, and sometimes you don't. Like, some of the most challenging days I had was when I had pinheads and bowhook. So I had the little tiny 1-2-inch, 2.5-inch, 3-inch bait, and then I had 12-inch sardines, and just to watch the guys pull their hair out. But I would tell them, you know, there's nothing you can do about it at this point. You just have to change your strategy. And, you know, one of the things about the pinhead is an incredible chum, you know, so you gotta kind of change your focus, you know, and then the bowhunks could make good chunk bait. So you really got to change, you know, what you do. You can't just allow yourself to go south because your bait choice ain't right. You know, that's just the best advice I can give there. But anyways, let's start up at Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported. Good show of Corbina, mostly south of the harbor. Carpinteria, Oxnard, the water there is 66. Sand crabs showing real good. And some guys using mussel, lugworms, some of those other baits also working. Good halley bite, mostly north of the harbor up towards Goleta. That way, 18 to 25 inch fish, not real big fish, but really eager biters. Just Fishing reported a very good Corvina fishing. Torrance, Hermosa were probably the best areas. Lots of sand crabs. If you can find a soft shell, all the better. Steady halibut bite all through South Bay beaches. Same grade of fish, you know, 18 to 30 inches, taking the soft jerk baits, hard jerk baits, that sort of thing. And then a handful of stripers up there at El Segundo, and that's a pretty regular thing. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported very good Corvina fishing, river jetties, street jetties near the pier. Dana Point Hogan's reported very good Corvina fishing in Capo Bay we got the full moon, strong tides, lots of crabs, water temperatures pushing 67, which gets those fish a little more active. And then I got this report up and down the coast, some good bass fishing, a lot of calico bass and sand bass in the shallows just outside the surf line off the piers. And, you know, we haven't seen these numbers of bass for a while. It's kind of encouraging, you know, so something to think about. Long rod, strip of squid, you know, something like that, a frozen anchovy. And then finally, Oceanside, they posted a 22-inch Corbina was the best of the week. They got a Corbina Derby just starting there, and they said they're just seeing lots of fish. That Red Tide's finally moved out. Water temperatures, like I said, pushing that 67, 68. So we're getting into the prime zone, and I would just look forward to really good Corbina fishing probably from this way out. We're in July, and we still have relatively cool water temperatures, but I'm calling it right now. It's going to be a late bloomer this year.
I dig it, buddy. Well, certainly great fishing up and down the beach. 22-inch Corbina,
right?
We can handle that for down this way, and more good things to come. Gundy, a fantastic report. Great info too on the bait receiver, man. You're gonna get what you're gonna get, and we just be glad that we don't have to start our day with a cast net in shallow water, dinging props up, trying to make bait before every trip. You know, the fact that you can just pull up to it and throw a couple bucks somebody's way and load your tank is still pretty special.
Yeah, that's something I also would remind guys that, you know, we provide a service, and if you want to get up at 2 a.m. and go wrap a Lampara net around a school of moving anchovies in the dark, go ahead.
Every day of the week without a break for about 9 months out of the year.
Yeah,
yep.
And you can't miss either. Yeah, yeah, you got to keep it in perspective, guys.
Gundy, right, fantastic report, buddy.
I love it.
Thanks, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
I think he left people's heads spinning talking about bow hunts.
Yeah, right. What are those?
Right? I think there's a tremendous amount of people that have no clue, and it's like a 11 to 13-inch sardine,
yeah,
which
yeah.
they call bow hunts,
yeah.
which a fly fisherman would be stoked.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A little zooplankton imitation.
Exactly.
26-hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, appreciate it very much. That report's brought to us by surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. Best way to check it out. Phones have been packed up. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. I had a fun text. Says, good morning, guys. What a great show. I went to ECBT a couple weeks ago to grab some stuff for a trip. I told Bruce that I was going out with Brandon on bite sport fishing, and he loaded my reels with fresh braid, and without hesitation, he told me to grab a certain style of hook and a certain size of sliding sinker. When I got on the boat, Captain Jake said I needed to rig up exactly what Bruce had recommended. I ended up with 2 sea bass for the night. One was 40, the other was at 55.
Wow.
Goes to show you, without hesitation, swing in to get your gear for your saltwater trip at ECBT. A huge thanks to Bruce, and that's from Rory Lakeside.
Oh, that's cool. That's because, awesome. I know exactly who that is. And he's like, I'm going sea bass fishing. I'm like, oh, yeah, who? With who? He's like, Brandon Hayward. I'm like, oh, nice. He's like, oh, yeah, he's on some fish, but he won't tell us where we're going to launch from, where I'm supposed to meet him at until an hour before we launch.
Come on.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So I said, well, you could be doing, you know, squid nest fishing, or you're going to be fishing the kelp line. So this is what you need.
Yeah.
Go this direction. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, clearly it was right, man. It knocked out a 40 and a 55.
Dude, that's
night.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool, Rory. Congratulations
on
that.
Yeah, Brandon's on some big ones.
Yeah, no doubt. That's cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, when you start seeing, you know, the hero shot at the end of the night and everybody's got a 60-pounder hanging,
yeah.
like that's, you know, when a lifetime holy grail fish, and when every guy's holding one up,
yeah.
something pretty special.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about, I think that's Tommy P. Do I see Tommy P on there from Sereno Valley? Good morning, Tommy.
Yes, 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 you do, boys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Just, good morning. A couple of comments here. If you don't have chovies for the kelp, you better get Corey's baits, because Corey's baits definitely work for calico bass and the kelp, I got to tell you. But also, I just want to applaud Bruce and his San Diego Bass Fishing podcast, because he had Tom Laurie on there a couple weeks ago. And if you haven't seen this podcast and you really want to know what happened and what the negotiations were to go through, to get this thing passed for the City Lakes, it's an incredible, incredible podcast. I would highly, highly recommend
Extensive.
Listening to it.
Yeah.
So it's called San Diego Lake Sign. And Bruce, I think it was on there, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
But it was good. And then also Rob McGargle, you know, these guys were forefront in this fight. And this fight is still going on, like he says. I mean, it's a major battle. That was one, but the war continues.
Yeah.
And next budget session, 26, 27, all this stuff's going to come up again.
Sure.
So, you know, I just want to implore people to stay involved. And Bruce, maybe you can comment about how people can stay involved in this, because it's not going away.
Right. Yeah. Away. And we're, that's the next line that we're working on now, is to take the lakes out of the city's
control
and give them to the county.
It's so, you know what? It's so,
so we're not going through this budget battle every year. Why are they on the chopping block every year?
It's crazy.
It's like low hanging fruit for them. Oh, we'll just take the lakes. We'll just take money from the lakes.
Here's
it's
the
like,
thing.
No, you're not. Yeah. We can't.
Bruce, those that live in San Diego know there's a spider web of new bike lanes all through the city.
Oh.
Taking away parking, businesses are affected. However, do they pay anything to use those lanes?
No,
nothing.
No.
Like
take.
Right. Right. And
yeah.
It costs millions to put that out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The city lakes are paying for themselves.
Yes.
There's nobody helping you launch. There's nobody overseeing anything. No.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean,
they're pumping out the heads.
I'll
that's
step
the
in
main
on.
The biggest money that's the biggest expenditure for the lakes is to keep the heads clean. The toilets.
My gosh.
And, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'll step down off my soapbox.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's easy to get up on there. But we're working towards getting the structure changed so we don't have to keep going through this battle every year.
So the control could go to the county?
Marina's already controlled by the county, which the water is still owned by the city, but the land around it is controlled by the county. They gave it over to the county a number of years ago, 2000.
Decades.
No. Yeah, like in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So
we're trying to do
place.
The same thing with
yeah.
LCAP, Sutherland. Those are what we're working for right now. I don't know if we'll ever get San Vicente out of their control, but Sutherland and LCAP are
doable.
Yes.
What about Otay?
Hodges too. We'll see. I don't know. Hopefully Otay.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Yes.
You know, if you can get it's just foot in the door. If you can do that and it becomes successful.
Oh, they're making tracks. The Friends of Lakes are making tracks.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
I dig it.
It's just, it takes, it's politics.
Yeah. Time, money, and the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. Well, hey, with that, we got a really cool opportunity on fishing coming up. And that is on board the Royal Star. As you know, it's been a crazy busy year, very difficult to get on, some of the trips. And there's a couple of great openings. We have a Let's Talk hookup trip July 19th through the 23rd coming right up. And then also there's a trip July 26th through August 2nd. A couple of great opportunities to go fishing aboard the Star. It's been a very, very busy year. And, boy, with this great bluefin fishing, what better time than that? So, again, if you're looking for an opportunity to slide in on a trip that's got a couple openings, again, Royal Star July 19 through 23 and then July 26 through August 2nd. And then you can always give Tracy a call at the Royal Star office for more information. You can get through it through the Fisherman's Landing. But, yeah, a couple of great opportunities to go jump on board the Royal Star. Well, phones are packed up. Same with the text, Corey. Let's jump right back into them.
Let's do that. How about Jim, our buddy from National City? Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Bruce, I want to mention a couple of things. First, East County bait and tackle. Very, very good tackle shop. Very has all the top lake and salt water, but mainly their thing is lake fishing, and it is excellent. But, you know, Tommy T was on there, Bruce, and I wanted to say that Tommy has been my go-to guy as far as what's going on at the lakes. You know, as you know, he went to all the council meetings, and when that Tommy T gets a bite into something, he's like a pit bull. He is on that, and he's going to stay on that. And he was my guy that informed me what was going on with the city lakes. And, of course, he mentioned you and the bass clubs that were all involved in that fight. And that's what that was. That was a fight, you know, and it needs to be corrected. And I just want to applaud you and Tommy P and the bass clubs for what you guys have done to save our portion of the city lakes, and that's a great tackle shop you're affiliated with. And I live down here in the South Bay, and I also go to Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. I don't know if you're affiliated with that bait and tackle shop, but that is, it's closer for me. So a lot of times I will go there, and it's also an excellent bait and tackle shop. So
yes,
thank
yeah.
you for the time, guys, and continue the good work. Thank you.
Good call, Big Jim. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, another great friend and buddy of the show. We got Scott Sherman on the line this morning. What's up, Sherm?
Hey, morning, guys. Another good show. Love the topic about the city lakes, and having been down there, I might have a couple of suggestions. You know, we just won this battle at City Hall and getting the funding back for the lakes, but that's this go around and not the next. And I tell you what, city council members don't often get emails that say thank you for doing that. And I know it's trying to get it into the county, which it should be, but in the meantime, we're still going to have to deal with the city. So I'd encourage people to send emails to those council members who voted to put this back in the budget and just say, hey, thank you for looking after our interest, and we appreciate it, and it won't go unforgotten.
That's good tip, Sherm, for sure. Appreciate that. That's certainly a good call.
And if you guys need any help with the county and want me to get in contact with a couple of my friends over there, feel free to reach out to me after the show here. And
that's awesome.
I'll see if I can help move that ball a little bit.
How cool.
Getting it out of the city.
Is this the Scott Sherman,
I
think it is?
Getting it into the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
Formal
yeah,
city council.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, and always keeping the yellowtail and yellowtail on us at the Coronado Island, Scott Sherman.
Yeah, we miss you. We should come back.
come back. Let's do that.
But yeah, I'd be glad to help out. And you got to remember, at the end of the day, the people down there at the city, they don't care about the recreation side. It's all about the water side of
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
And they'd rather keep people off of the lakes. Period. Mm-hmm. If you were to talk to them down there, so. Moving it to the county is the best thing that you could possibly do.
Well said. Sherm, hey, appreciate it.
I'm happy to help.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate the phone call very much, and glad to hear it, man. And glad to see you keeping those yellows of the islands on us, too.
Yeah, well, we got some pretty good tuna. We did that 120-pounder the other day, too. So.
Nice.
Wow.
We're getting
good
on
job.
Both,
yeah. Scott, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks for that. Hey, I had a fun text come through. This one is good morning, guys. I was wondering if Bruce can dip back into the saltwater side of things. I'm looking to get a new surface iron outfit, and I'm really torn between new school composite rods and an old school glass rod. I know there's differences between the two. Am I better going old school or going with the new technology?
You're not going to want to hear this, but
I want to hear it.
I'm all fiberglass.
Yeah,
I'm an all fiberglass guy, and even though all of my crankbait rods, which are super parabolic and they emulate the whole surface iron thing because you're throwing a long distance, I'm still like, I go back, if I'm going to throw a surface iron, I'm going to go with a 10-foot fiberglass rod, like the J100, 100J. That's me personally. That's what works for me. And, I like how soft they are. I don't like the fast composites or graphite or whatever for jig fishing.
And
specifically.
And there's nothing, I mean, there's a reason that you can still buy the same Calstar 100J today that you could have, you know, 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And don't necessarily think that fiberglass is just old school either. You know, I mean, Calstar just produced for the first time a fantastic surface iron rod in that new 95.
Right. I just had one. We have one in the shop right now. We just got it in.
Yeah.
And we were all like, oh wow, this is a, you know, it's a 95.
Yeah. It's not a 100J that was cut down. It's not a nine. It's its own, it's its own mandrel and a cool, if, you know, just to answer your specific thing, it's a cool blend of the two. You know, one of the things Chris and John have done up there is, you know, new guide technology has come such a long way too. In the old days, you always had stainless steel ring guides on 100J because they were the most durable guide option out there. Today, that's not the case. You know, a brand new set of Fujis is probably twice as strong as like the solder that holds a stainless steel ring into place. You know, new guide inserts are pressed and, you know, and into place. And it's not just an epoxy that wears down and the guide insert pops out. Like, you know, in terms of repair at the store these days, we see probably 2-to-1, a solder fail on a stainless steel ring as we do a newer style insert come out of a guide. But you can get those you know, 90Js and 100Js now from the factory with Fuji guides on them.
Yeah.
And that new 95 is awesome. I like that thing a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was impressive rod. So that 95, I'd look at that 95.
Yeah. But you're an old school fiberglass guy.
Yeah. Now, yeah. My SJ 100 Seekers and the Calstar 100Js are still in play.
Now, what about the reel side of things? Do you stay old school and fish with a Newell, or do you go buy a Trinidad 20?
Well, that's another thing too. It's like one or the other. Yeah. I love them both. I prefer Newells. But God, you can cast those new Trinidads. They cast so far and they're so smooth. It's a hard.
And the drag system on them too. I mean, I think
the Newell thing is just.
In your bones.
That's what we used to do, and it still cast really good. Sure. I love them, and they're fun to use, and people make comments, so it's a conversation starter even. But if I was going out to buy, you know, a new outfit, I'd definitely get a Trinidad. Yeah. You know,
the big thing is too nowadays. You know, a long rod it's got to be so much more multi-use than it was back in the day. Before, you needed to catch a yellowtail and a calico bass with it, and now that same outfit. You're also wanting to catch a 100-pound bluefin when you're casting a surface line at a Palmer school. Yeah. And, you know, there's just so much. Yeah. And that's where, and then again, that's where the composite argument starts to come in because there's no question nothing loads like all fiberglass, but boy, it sure is nice to have a rod that wants to be straight and provides
that recoil.
Power. Yeah. If you're trying to pull on something big.
Yes. Right.
A lot of things to a lot of guys. And that's the beauty of going to a shop like that where you can lay everything on the line. This is the type of fishing that I do. These are where I'm going. This is what I'm thinking. And, you know, nowadays there's so many good options that you can really start to hone in on exactly what somebody's doing.
I just think, Bruce, it would be cool to spend a day with you on the water. Like, as a listener listening to this, how do you not want to go spend 6 hours with Bruce Smith on El Cat?
Yeah, right? That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in. Right? Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
Tell me. Yeah.
Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got our fishdope.com report coming up, Corey.
And it's brought to us by Fishman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. And with more same-day capacity and the finest customer service, you can stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservation today.
Hey, we got the angler's realtor, Yousef Hussaini, is on the line right now. What's up, Yousef?
Yousef.
Much, guys. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning. We were anxiously awaiting this report, man. These are the fun ones.
Yes, sir. It's that time of year for us that we're all waiting for all year. I'm gonna start up north, San Miguel and Santa Rosa Islands. It's the same deal up there, kicking out sea bass over at Beecher's Bay area. Lots of squid still around. Also halibut in the 6 to 25 pound range over there. St. Nick, same deal. Sea bass have been pretty good. There's also some decent sand bass fishing over there. Catalina Island, Pacific Carnage struck out trying to make squid on Thursday night, so they're gone. They're going to be returning back to Long Beach Tuesday or Wednesday night. Same deal there, still white sea bass and yellowtail on the back side. There are some smaller yellowtail on the front side, as well as the three Bs, and it's all biting pretty good. San Clemente, big yellowtail caught around Pyramid Cove area, along with some sea bass and halibut. These are larger models, all coming off of the squid as well. Excuse me. Dana Point to Oceanside, there's some sea bass around there as well. Tabletops in Cardiff and off of Solana Beach, as well as the sand bass and calico fishing has been pretty darn good off of the hard bottom. Del Mar to La Jolla, down to Imperial Beach. It's the same kind of deal. It hasn't gone off. The water rolled down there, so it's a little on the colder side. The big news is the sand bass on the Ivy Flats.
It's so cool.
Pretty good like it used to be. 65 to 90 feet of water, pretty much all you can get. Bigger models as well. The bluefin fishing offshore, it's the same deal as well. They're up on the Clemente Ridge area, from there to the 43. Everything out there on the Clemente Ridge is usually bigger models, 80 to 200 pounds. There are some smaller models being caught at night as well. Down 302, 425, 371 area, same deal. These are smaller fish. There's yellowtail out there on the patties. There's been some pretty good yellowtail scores as well. on some bigger ones. That's all I got for you guys.
That's all.
I was going to say, well, that'll do just fine, buddy. Exactly. That's awesome.
I could keep going.
It's so fun to have all the options open, and you can bend it inshore, you can swing it wide offshore, and know that whichever direction you go, there's good fishing to be had. And, you know, that's the beauty of a fishdope.com is keeping you in the loop of everything that's going on, not only directions and what's happening, but, you know, they kind of, with that hot bite icon, you can see where the trend is going, see which direction that fish is moving. There's sea surface temperatures, there's weather information, everything you need, and you can save $30 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. Saves you $30 off of a new subscription to fishdope.com. And, boy, if we want to get the latest in trends and good opportunities on the real estate side, how do we find you, Yusuf?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. You can also get a free home evaluation at socalhomeeval.com.
Such a great service to use, too. Even if you just want to dip your toe in the water, find out where you're at, see what your property value is like, if you're thinking about making a move or just knowing where you're at, it's a great source for great information. And, you know, just, it's awesome. Everything you guys do is so killer, and you certainly put the right personal touch to it.
Really appreciate that.
Awesome. You guys have a great job with a great report for Fish Dope. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Good appreciate man. That.
All right. And it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents. And now, you can get burritos and sandwiches for your trip, all made fresh daily. And ice is nearly half the price of other places, and only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, and free ice for the listeners. How about that?
Sportsman friendly.
Dude.
Imagine that.
Right?
Gosh.
It is. It's,
yeah.
I've been there.
Good for them.
And seriously, the lowest prices. They're, like, look at Costco and think just a shade lower than that.
I'm going. I went by the other day.
Stopped there on the way home.
Fuel was sub $4 a gallon. Like, when's the last time you filled up in San Diego and saw three in front of everything? Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
It was $3.99 fuel, and you get 100 pounds of free ice. You get a car wash for like $6. They're just awesome. Yeah, I really, really like that place. And they really do. I mean, you can buy, you know, minor amounts of gear. You can get licenses there. They've got a, yeah, it's just cool. It's just a really cool shop. Breakfast burritos are made every morning when you're going on the skiff. It's just rad.
If you live in San Diego,
I'm definitely going there. Yeah. I haven't been there, but I'm going to go check it out on the way home.
It's cool.
Yeah. But if you're in Orange County, LA, and you're not familiar, it is literally on your way. It's a half a mile out of your way if you're going to Dana Landing and Mission Bay to launch your boat. It is literally less than a half mile out of your way if you're going to Shelter Island Launch Ramp.
Yeah, pull-throughs are huge. Really easy to get a boat trailer in and out.
That's key. Everybody that tows a boat, that's what you look for when you're going to fill your boat up, is pull-throughs. Easy access.
Yeah, and you know I can just slide off the road into this one and slide right back out and not have the thing. Yeah, it's a good one, no doubt. Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Phones are absolutely packed up. Same with the text. I had a fun text I wanted to read from John in Mira Mesa. It says, good morning, guys. Bruce, in your opinion, what San Diego city lakes are both kayak friendly but also provide good topwater frog fishing opportunities? lastly, what's the best time of year if I want to get a bite of the frog?
100% Lower Otay.
Okay.
Oh, 100%. There's good access around the lake. You can launch off the road. There's a north point you can launch off. You can launch off next to the launch ramp. So there's great kayak float tube access, and it's probably the best frog lake in San Diego for sure. And it's biting on the frog right now. So go today. It's only open 3 days a week, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, but go one of those days, preferably a Wednesday, and you'll catch them on a frog.
And I think there's
next Wednesday, this week. Right,
there's
now
sections of it that you can only get to maybe by kayak, like that extra cast length that you can't get
to
from
all the way in the back of Harvey. It's so low right now that it's like, earlier this year, before the water was as low as it is now, we were already pulling our trolling motors up, lifting the motor up, and like it was
slide
like as, with the trolling motor trying to get back, and it was still another 100 yards of water. you know,
all
that,
kayaks,
and you see them back there like boiling around. So yeah, it's very kayak friendly. That's very kayak friendly. Yeah.
We had Ron Lane from Fastlane Kayaks on the other day. That's the other thing. You want to talk about a vessel that's different now than it was 15 years ago.
Oh man.
You can build yourself a very cool rig. And I was telling the story a while ago. We were at Barrett last year on the trolling motor. My wife and I were on our way back to, you know, on our way back to the Hauser Arm to fish, and we got passed by a guy in a kayak. I mean, legit, it passed and walked away from, you know, yeah. What I mean? Like, yeah. Full big giant graph, and he was standing up and had a stern motor for speed and then a trolling motor on the bow. Like, this thing was so dialed. Like, this guy's passing us. And not only did he catch us, but he left us in the dust on a kayak. It was rad. It was really cool. Some pretty serious rigs these days. Uh-huh. Well, hey, let's jump back in. Corey, did you have a text, or you want to go to a phone?
Yeah. Whatever you want to do. I have a text, and it comes from Darren and Menifee. Howdy, Rick, Corey, and Captain Bruce. Fishing Diamond Valley and Skinner. I'm mostly successful with worms and crawfish baits. What are some traditional successful reaction baits in San Diego City lakes?
Reaction baits? Buzz bait. You can always go good with the Zara Spook, but down here, chatterbaits for sure. Buzz baits, chatterbaits, crankbaits, and deeper crankbaits too. Not necessarily just square bills, but like the 6XDs, 8XDs, 10XDs.
Getting down 12, 15.
Yeah, 16 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Even deeper if you drop in the line. Pound test, smaller diameter line, you'll be able to drop it down to 20 feet. That 10XD, you get down there in 20 feet.
Dude, a buzzbait bite is like.
But buzzbaits, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's wild to me thinking that bait is going to just run down to 20 feet. You know, you cast it on your bass rod, that thing's digging down to 20 feet.
Yeah, well, the DRT just came out with one that runs 40 feet.
Come on.
Yeah, on a cast.
Come on.
40 feet? Yeah, 40 feet. That's what they're advertising, and it's a giant.
I'll bet.
It's a giant crankbait.
Dredging the bottom.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So they're really pushing the limits at this point. But standard 10XDs, you know, they're $15. Get them at East County, and they'll get you down there. If you're fishing it on 12, 15-pound test, it'll get you down there 16, 20 feet. Yeah.
Is that a fluorocarbon thing?
Fluorocarbon helps because it does sink, but and mono, you know, floats, and so fluorocarbon helps.
And where do you toe the line between fishing a big bait that's, you know, down and dredging the bottom and needing fluorocarbon, but also, like you were saying, it's still San Diego County and you got to be stealthy as you can? Like, how heavy a line does one fish on something like that?
Since it's more of a reaction-type bait, you can get away with heavier line and even 16-pound, but it comes down to where you want to fish it, not necessarily if they're going to bite it or not, for a reaction-type of bait. Now, if you're fishing like a feeding type of bait, like a plastic worm, whatever, the line diameter is going to matter a lot more because they're sitting there looking at it, you know?
Sure.
And like, but when it's a reaction bait and it's coming at them fast and they have to make a reaction.
Go heavy.
You could almost go straight braid.
Please.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
Just as an example.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you can get away with heavier line, you know, it's just a matter of where you want that bait to run.
Got it.
Kind of
incredible stuff, man. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around winding the crankbait down to 40 feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the DRT police. That's a crazy bait.
That's crazy. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners, Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. you have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems, not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun with Bruce Smith and in the world headquarters
here.
Yeah,
totally.
Dude, overlooking an incredibly busy, like,
yeah,
so many bluefin being unloaded.
I know the boys are getting their butt kicked right now. Dude, I'm glad I'm here
boat,
right now.
After boat come in, like, that's crazy. I remember waiting out there.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's, your turn.
That's exactly what's going on this morning here.
Speaking of which, I think the fortune's coming in this morning too. Like, it's gonna.
Yeah, I saw the Pegasus. Yeah. Fortune's coming in. Pacific Queen. Yeah,
it's happening. Today's a big day.
Incredible.
We were having a blast. You were giving us the rundown during the break about the SoCal Juniors Bass Club.
Yes.
What cool things have been going on.
Yeah.
Before you get to the hardest part, one, tell us a little bit about the club and everything that you, because you said it's a big passion of yours too.
This kind of goes along with the lakes too, because, you know, these lakes, this is where we fish. So this is what these lakes are producing here. And so it's the SoCal Juniors Bass Club. It's for junior high and high school anglers. And it's the only club, as far as I know, in the United States that uses volunteer bass boats, volunteers for the tournaments. So we have 40 kids. It's limited to 40 kids, which is on a lottery because it's hard to get in. And so we put two kids per bass boat, and we go take them to tournament. We have a tournament for them, and we do six a year or five a year. And
this is so cool. So they're going to go on a
totally cool.
I'm sure on a, you know, on a very nice rig,
uh-huh.
You know, and it's all volunteered.
It's all volunteered.
I love this.
Some of the best bass anglers in San Diego, Southern California for that matter, or whatever, West Coast. It's run by Sean Howwater. It's a Facebook page, it's a Instagram, whatever. Andy Polacek used to run it, and then he kind of handed it over to Sean here in the last few years, which has done, he's done a spectacular job. Both of those guys done a spectacular job, getting this.
And it's all for the youth.
And it's all kids. Yeah,
yeah.
Like I said, junior high and high school. So my daughters were in it. One of them's aged out, obviously. She's in college now. Well, actually both of them are going to be in college here. But, this is Ava's last year. And, so we've been in it for six years now going. And, they do this whole big thing. Every tournament, so we put the kids on the boat, they go fishing, we come back, weigh it in, and then they have food, and they do a big announcement, they give out awards after every tournament. So it's So 40 kids,
yeah.
Two parents per kid, or and then maybe siblings. We have 200 people
that's
there at weigh-in,
so
you know,
yeah, cool.
at the whole thing. And drive-in weigh-ins, you know, so they get the fish out of the boat and they walk them up to
that's
the and,
so rad.
And announce it. And yeah, it's a big deal. It's a great club.
What a cool program.
They do fundraisers. They do cleanups. They do, you know.
But so in competing, does it end up anywhere? Like,
so, okay. So that's the point that we're getting to is that we send kids to nationals every year.
So does this happen nationally? Like, I mean, kids from Washington State and Florida.
There's high school teams all over the United States.
In every state.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can only imagine what it is in Alabama.
Right.
You know,
or Florida
or Texas, yeah. Or Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, here we are, this little 40-person club in San Diego, and we sent four kids back there this year to Grand Lake.
And is that like a points race? Like how did those?
So they have to qualify,
yeah, right?
And one set of kids qualified through the junior club, and then we have run another set of tournaments, which is it's not part of the juniors club. It's an open tournament, and anybody can do it. And then we sent another two kids from that open qualifying set of tournaments to Oklahoma. They both fished at the same time. The first set of kids, Bryce and Brenner, took seventh in the nationals. In the nation.
Crazy.
Seventh out of 377
yeah, no
boats.
Way.
Okay, so that was in the first tournament. Okay. Now in the second tournament, which everybody was invited to, the world championships, like I said, 377 boats, over a course of 4 days, the kids won.
The whole San Diego.
They won first place.
No way.
You're kidding me.
The whole thing.
Chase Sweetman, Hagen Cox, with Dylan Poller as their captain, who was a past SoCal Juniors.
Oh, no.
Oh, he participated
he
in the
aged
youth
out.
Stuff.
He aged out. So he's 18, 19 years old. He was their captain.
That's so sick.
So they all went back to Oklahoma and Grand Lake. And competed against 377 other teams.
Incredible.
And came out on top.
Bruce, that is so cool.
That's
the first place.
I mean, it tells you.
It's insane.
Dude.
It's incredible. Like, if they would have finished in the top 100,
exactly
it would have been,
deal.
It would have
yeah,
been
totally.
Huge deal. They won.
Won the whole thing.
They won the whole
congratulations,
thing.
Congratulations, you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And it's just a testimonial, like, to how good you have to be to fish our city lakes.
Yes.
Like, how good they are.
Totally.
Truly,
uh-huh.
But then, I
yeah, they went back
incredible.
There, lake they'd never been on,
yeah.
Found the fish, found the school, found the biting school, and fished it, and caught them, and beat
so,
the kids that lived in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's home lake to, that's home lake to, you know, a bunch of people, like,
uh-huh.
wherever it is, somebody had home field advantage.
But there's cool. Gotta be people listening that wanna maybe possibly have their youth involved, or maybe sponsorship
yeah.
is, I mean, there's gotta be
money.
Oh
man,
I mean,
yeah, we don't,
like, how do you
appreciate all of that?
Like
no.
Anybody that wants to donate money
mm-hmm.
or sponsorship.
SoCal Juniors, yeah. And like I said, it's all a volunteer club, so we have to, everything's
yeah,
homegrown.
You're paying for the hot dogs and everything,
yeah.
Everything that happens.
Yeah.
That's I want to cool. come check it out. When's
too,
the next,
really cool.
Is it late in the year for it?
We
now?
Have one at Otay. And it is on the first? No. When's the next
is it
one?
In August?
Yeah. Next one's in August.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And
No, it's on July 19th.
July 19th. Okay.
Okay,
coming up.
Yeah, Lower Otay. Last one of the year.
And
so, yeah, there'll be 150 people at the end. You know, we weigh in at 1:30. We don't make it a big long day for the
yeah,
juniors.
Yeah.
So they launch first thing in the morning. We go out, fish for 6-7 hours, actually 6 hours in this time frame, and then weigh in, drive through weigh in. They have a tacos. They make all the tacos there. It's a whole
oh,
taco
cool.
truck
I
thing.
I love it.
And, it's, which is free to all the parents and the kids, you know,
but,
get in line, get tacos and,
what,
and
what
then
if
they
we,
hand out awards.
But what if we want to come check it out?
Oh, come
I
on mean, down.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And, how difficult or, you know, like, cause obviously you've got to provide 40 bass boats and captains. Is that
yeah,
something
that's the hard part.
Struggle finding. And,
mm-hmm.
and if somebody was hearing this and wanted to be a part of that, how do they
through, face, through the face, Facebook page.
Yeah. There's good social media access.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Send a message. Hey, I got a
uh-huh.
boat. I'd love to participate.
Yep.
I've got some money. I want to participate.
Yep.
I want to donate some or whatever.
He's looking for boats right now.
Love that.
For this next one.
Yeah.
Cool. So he's got about 10
love
boats.
That.
He's got about 10 boats. He has never missed
uh-huh.
the goal mark of 20 boats, but, you know, it's always not easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's always down to like the last few days. You get struggling. Got to find five more boats.
Yeah, you want to get to the point where we're turning people away, not struggling to find the last ones. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. I love that. That's
Sean Howater, awesome.
And to know they won national, man.
And, and he sent them back there, and they won nationals.
First
place. Like, you know, you think of like CIF and state and whatever. That's what these kids did on in the bass fishing world. Only they went to the nationals and did it.
That's incredible. And this, I mean, think about it, like ECBT, and it's like the headquarters and central.
Yeah,
it really is.
With Bruce there and just like
Mike Mike is the manager. He's running a spectacular store.
The whole team is awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
And but just to know that the hub is like right there. It's in our backyard right here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we want to keep these lakes open.
Exactly.
This is the, one of the reasons that we want to keep the lakes open.
You would just,
people don't understand the potential that we have for money, for the money that they bring in to the local community, the gas stations, the tackle stores, the license fees, everything. Millions and millions of dollars come into the lakes, and they just. You know, city council's like, oh, they're just for water. Whatever, you guys don't, doesn't matter. But it does matter.
It does matter.
We're trying to teach them that.
I wanted to say that about the bike lanes. Anyway, I'll say that again.
You just give anything for whoever's job it is to take a pencil and write a slash through the city. You give anything for them to be sitting in the chair right next to you and hearing how excited everybody is and how great it is and all the opportunities for kids and adults and everybody in between. Like, it's such an important thing.
It is.
And yet somebody who has no idea is like, oh, there's
a couple of names. I don't even know how many lakes there are, what names there are, whatever, where the water comes from. They just turn the tap on. And say, that's it.
That's
all they care about.
Well, hey, we're having a great time. Lots of great information and still time for you to get through. It's our first time we've had an open phone line since literally the start of the show. If you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning. We got time right now. 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Bruce, but also your shot at winning a $100 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. We had a great text coming through. It says, hey guys, I'm really digging the show. Can you please ask Skipper Bruce what he misses the most about long range fishing and owning your sport boat? I love hearing his passion for green bass fishing, and Bruce, your laugh is infectious. That's from Phil in Costa Mesa.
So, you know, it's the whole yellowtail on surface iron deal. Yeah. I mean, Wahoo's good, but it's only very small. Aspect. You can only do it certain times of the year and very certain small windows. Yeah, but yellowtail is very accessible. And when you get a yellowtail on surface iron, I mean, that's just the whole splash and casting to them and making the cast and watching the fish the way they move and trying to get it ahead of them and hooking them, much less fighting them in. But
Were you ever able to knock off Wahoo on the fly rod? I know fly fishing is a big passion of yours. Like,
I got three Wahoo on the fly rod.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I got it
on video too.
That's got to be one of the most difficult. Again, you want to talk about like a lot of things having to align themselves in the right spot.
Oh God.
And a fish is so hard to get a hook.
Yeah.
You know, it's all bone. Yeah. Like the whole thing is just bone with a teeny bit of skin wrapped around. Like it's so hard to get a hook into them. With conventional, very good tackle, with tackle that was made just for getting wahoo fishing, it's still difficult to get a hook into them. I can't imagine doing it with the fly rod.
Yeah, it was. That's definitely a level of achievement my world. So we were at Clipperton, and it was just the crew on the boat on the Shogun. We put the people on the island for a radio trip, and it was like, well, we're going wahoo fishing. And I had rigged up all my tackle, ready to go wahoo fishing, because this is going to be my time to shine. Yeah. If I'm going to get one on the fly, it's going to be by myself on the stern of the Shogun while we're at Clipperton Island.
Crazy.
So I ended up getting three that day. And, you know, we were trolling marauders, and marauder went off, and you'd roll cast the fly out and then make a cast. And start stripping in and hook them. But you know, I lost, I don't know how many that day. 10?
Can't imagine.
15?
Sure.
That I lost, and then I landed three.
Unreal.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I got it on video too.
That's
I put it on YouTube.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean,
you have to have all the right tackle. Yeah, you have to have all the right wire and the flies and the super sharp hooks, of course.
Yeah, everything's done legit. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How big is it, like a 12 weight? Like how big a gear are you?
14.
14.
Okay. Yeah, 14 Six. Weight.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine how much one of those things has to rip.
The reels are big, though. They carry 300 yards of 50-pound Spectra.
Sure.
So You have enough line there, but it is a one-to-one ratio.
Is it similar? So, because I'm not the fly dude, right? But is it similar, the reel similar to what we use at Haida Gwaii? Like the single-action lever?
Yeah.
They're like the same type of reel.
Yeah, one-to-one.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine.
One-to-one.
The King Sam is enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to wind it all back after, after it peels up 150 yards.
Yeah, you got to turn the handle that many times.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine the knuckle busting going on.
Right? Oh, yeah, you got to get out of the way. The hard part is clearing the line.
I'll bet.
So you know what I'm talking
about.
Sure.
Yeah, it's all.
And you can see it in a lot of tarpon videos is you go and you got them, and then they take off. And so, but you have a pile of fly line here
that you're just,
you've been stripping in. Yeah,
that you're,
and so it's
brain
got a
goes straight.
And so the line is like jumping and you
trying to grab you
to
and your pliers and everything else. Like,
yeah, you have to have the rod against your forearm so it doesn't wrap around the butt. Cause that's one of the main
that's
things.
That's what gets you.
And let it out under pressure. Cause you don't want to. You don't want to break them off.
Oh,
and you don't,
my Lord.
But you've got to keep them hooked up. And so it's zinging through your line. And then once you're on the reel, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But it's
but
that
getting
initial,
there is real tough.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Initially
dude.
On the reel is the hard, that,
that's
the hard
kind of,
part.
That has to be one of the highlights of your fly.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. That striped marlin for sure.
Do you ever?
I've got a few striped marlin.
Cool.
With your fly passion, do you ever have fly fishermen come out with you? I mean, is there an opportunity
yeah,
for that?
Boy, it's
difficult.
It's difficult. Bass fishing is one of the hardest things, fly fishing.
Yeah.
It really is. For one thing, people don't really understand it. They think of the big long 50, 70 foot casts mm-hmm. on a stream and, you know, doing whatever. And it's
the
not like that.
The river runs through it kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. It's not like that in bass yeah. fishing, fly fishing.
Right.
It's real accurate. It's very short casts and you're using weighted flies with lead on them and like bunny strips and things yeah. like that. But you can go when they're breaking. And fish a shad pattern and actually do the whole 50 to 70 foot cast and then strip it back and whatever. So that works too.
There's probably some finesse aspects to it that are great, you know, with the type of flies that you're fishing. But uh-huh. boy, it seems like you got to really want to catch it that way.
Yeah.
You
got to yes.
really want that.
Yeah. I dedicated a couple of years to doing that. And I was doing seminars for Golden State fly fishers and whatever and for bass fishing mm-hmm. with the fly rod. Really, Barrett's the place to go.
I'll bet.
If you're going to do it, go bass fishing with a fly rod. Go to Barrett.
Yeah. Go to a place where you're going to get a lot of.
There's a lot of them. They bite. They're northern
hungry.
Strain. They bite.
Yeah.
So that's it's just a lot easier. But if you're going out to one of these public lakes, you got the cards stacked against you. You really do. It's hard.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, but you're describing fly fishing. Period. I mean, the cards are.
It is. I mean, how complex? How can we make this as difficult as possible and still land a fish?
Yeah, that's fly fishing for you. Exactly. Now, let's make the handle go backwards.
Yeah,
too,
let's
know?
Go like, a one-to-one reel.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't need to be that way. Yeah, but it's tradition. We're gonna let the handle go backwards when he takes line off. Oh yeah, you want to pull on the rod?
Yep.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. You pull any harder, it's just gonna break. Yeah, don't worry about
yep.
that. It's only
yeah.
made
and,
for getting your line
and
out.
And you can only use 20 pounds.
Yeah,
that's the biggest.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, there's gonna be 14 connections too from the
yeah.
from your fly line
yeah.
until you actually tie your line.
Oh, it's like 20-something knots in my leader.
And then I go into a fly shop and check out. Like I want to buy some hackle or you know, uh-huh. I mean, just I want to buy some stuff to tie full of crappie stuff.
Yeah.
And it is crazy the amount of stuff in a fly shop.
Oh yeah.
Oh geez.
Oh, what grade of hackle?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It leaves my head.
What's those colors?
Oh,
yeah, colors are secondary. What grade of hackle do you
oh,
want?
I want to make sure to sneak this one in because
yeah.
I know Bruce will enjoy it. He says, wow, what a great show, you guys. My son Gavin was in Youth Bass Fishing Club for 5 years, and at age 15, he won the California Youth Bass Fishing Championship and was given 2 tickets, which I was a chaperone to the U.S. Championship in Arkansas. 38 states sent youth in. What an experience. There were pros on the lake and youth on the amateur. Now at 25, he's a 6-pack captain, and I highly recommend parents to get their kids involved. This is such a great program. Thanks for everything
that's
you
great.
Guys do, and that's from
yeah.
Cliff and Blossom Valley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Oh, it's such good
nice.
Stuff, man. It's getting the kids involved and having a good time. And
yep.
we've had a great time with you, Bruce. We're going to be right
Thank
back.
You.
We're going to find out who's won this $100 gift card to ECBT. Maybe go and see you on a Thursday or
yeah.
Sunday, right?
Come on in.
We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Cook a Pap YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Penny.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you,
Are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars. So get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find with Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
$40,000. All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Up, man. We've had so much fun with Bruce.
Great.
Anyway, only one winner is going to win the $100 gift card. Go ahead and flip it.
Bruce
on the Texter today happens to be Phil in Costa Mesa.
Hey, congratulations, Phil. I can't get over how fast this 2 hours went rolling by. Bruce, this was really.
I was just mentioning that. The second hour just like flew by.
This was really fun having you. And man, we sure appreciate you taking the time. If somebody wants to go fishing with you through Bass Outdoors, how do we do it? How do we find you? How do we find you? How do we find the podcast? The whole nine. What's in the Bruce
okay,
world?
So you can text me at 619-7...
Your number
753-0773. Yeah.
619 area code.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then but Instagram, Bruce Smith, Bass Outdoors, Facebook, same thing. San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast.
And that's on YouTube.
On YouTube. And we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. You can look us up through there. We post, you know, all the time on both of them. But the podcast comes out once a week and on Tuesday mornings at 4:00.
forward to seeing you.
Yep.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the
East County Beat and Tackle.
Awesome. Hey,
Thursdays and Sundays.
That was awesome, Bruce. Great job. And we're going to look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Anthony from Baker Marine, binocular experts, going to be joining us. That's sure to be a great show. And next Sunday, Jim Hendricks is returning from Saltwater Sportsman, who will be fresh back from the ICAST show. Going to be a great show. Looking forward to seeing you next week on Let's Talk It Up on 97.3 The Fan.